Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to Hardly Initiated. It is your host, Tyshawn Jackson. And today, we are in the studio with the queen. All right? Ryan Catches is in here. And we are about to get to it. The impact, y'all, of sex culture with Queen Afua. So stay tuned. Let's get to it. Welcome to Hardly Initiated. It is your host, Tyshawn Jackson. My co-host, Ryan Catches.
I can already tell, man. It's going to be a powerful one right here.
You need to watch, too.
I discovered porn when I was a child. My mom.
To get that white man's option out of his pursuit, me, I ran.
I won, don't care.
This is dope.
We need to have a threesome.
There you go.
Did you miss God, man?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is how you start a Monday here. We're Hardly Initiated at 8 p.m. And we're doing it extra special today because I already told the queen we've been working on this now for about a year.
Amazing.
And it has finally happened. Wow. Because y'all, round of applause because we finally got Queen Afua in the studio with Hardly Initiated here today. Queen, how you feeling tonight?
I feel excellent. Thank you very much.
Man,
you look great.
Thank you.
Yeah,
but I got dressed up for you.
I appreciate that.
That's what we love.
I love that. Ladies, get dressed up for the man. All right. You know, it's a blessing to have you. I already told you before you came in here. I don't know if you guys don't know. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and introduce you. I'm just assuming everybody know because this is one of the most powerful healers of our generation. Over 40 years putting in work. Healing our community, our ladies, the best-selling author, New York Times. Is it New York Times bestseller?
Yes, it is.
Guys, New York Times bestseller. I have the book here. I told her when I first bought it, I bought four copies, one for myself and three for the amazing. I just knew I wanted to give it to the women in my life. Mm-hmm. Ryan stole one.
I had to.
He had to, and I'm happy he did. And you've also been one of the just most well-respected holistic health practitioners and wellness coaches in the space and in the community. And it's a blessing to have you here because I feel like I'm on the more holistic end as well of how I like to heal and just approach the world personally. Mm-hmm. I'm currently on a fruit and veggie fast right now.
For how long?
I'm doing 23 days.
Ooh, you have a great mission.
Oh my goodness.
You're
not
playing.
It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
But it's
going to
give the best results.
So you're right in time. You are right in time. But I want to give you a bit of insight about us too.
Please.
Because as Hardly Initiated, the way we even came up with the name of the platform is because me and Ryan went on our own personal growth journeys.
Mm-hmm. Still on it.
Sure. Still
it's
on.
It's a way of life.
Mm-hmm. It is a way of life. Yeah. We had a successful business. Mm-hmm. We were getting a bit unfulfilled by the business, started going into, you know, really developing as men. Mm-hmm. And through our studies, we just saw that as a generation, we don't have the best rites of passage. We don't have the best initiation processes mm-hmm. for our young men, yes. nor our young women. And we realized we are a generation of hardly initiated men and women.
Ooh.
And it's a blessing because not only have you been a woman to create a rite of passage mm-hmm. for women, which we're going to get to, mm-hmm. But you've done a ton of other great things and put out so much great work. So you guys are in for a treat today. We're going to get to it. But I first got to show some love to my episode sponsor, Ryan. Let the people know who is sponsoring this episode today.
So guys, most people have a hard time initiating and having those very deep conversations on those first few days. So this is the thing. Tyshawn and I have put the formula together. We have created over 100 open-ended questions to really take true chemistry to the next level. And this is the thing, guys. It's valuable if you're on a date. It's valuable if you want to play with friends, especially if you want to get one of those game nights popped off. So please click the link below in the description and also in the chat and get your Harlan Love cards today.
I love that. First of all, my mom in the chat over here embarrassing me talking about she ain't get a book. First of all, I think Ryan stole your book. All right, Red got a book. All right, my sister got a book.
I'm sorry, Missy. See, the thing is, I seen that sacred, you know, because, you know, men, you know, we want a good woman. You know, so when I seen Sacred Woman, right, mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, this might be something I need to look for. Then I opened the book and I was like, oof.
Oh, man.
This is some hard work.
It's true.
Yeah. But I think most of us are, you know, typically in a place where we got a lot of the good things going on, the things that society or maybe our parents have told us these are the things you should acquire. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's a good education. Maybe that's a wife or a husband and a family. But it seemed to me, especially with Tyshawn's describing our personal journeys, it was something that was missing that I couldn't quite figure out. It's funny because I spoke to one of your SWs prior to the show, Larae, right? And
Sacred Women, by the way.
My attorney, over here. Oh, okay. Larae.
Yeah, yeah. Miss Larae. And she pretty much detailed exactly how I was feeling at one point, where you don't really know exactly what it is. You just know it's something that you're missing. Yeah. So if you could tell us, how do you see the benefit of a rites of passage? Why is it important?
Well, a rites of passage is a roadmap. It's a roadmap to your culture. It tells you who you are, what you are, how to be in community, how to build, how to create finance. It's all about living. If you do not have a rites of passage, then you are walking blind. Mm. Because we have been stolen. Land, culture, traditions, our medicine, our spiritual path, everything has been stolen. And as a result, we are taking on someone else's culture. And that culture is not productive to us and what we need. And that is why we are suffering. A rites of passage is necessary to come from childhood to adulthood. That is both for women and men. And that's why so many families are not in sync, and so many broken homes, because we don't have a rites of passage. And as a result, our children don't have their parents. They have the mother, the single parent syndrome, you know, and that is destroying the family. So in order to really build, you have to have the women have to go to the women and learn how to be women. And the men have to go to the men and learn what it is to be a man within family, because without a family, you will perish. You have to build from a family base. So in writing Sacred Woman, for example, I couldn't stop with Sacred Woman, because the men, when I would go out with Sacred Woman for years, they would say, well, what about us? You know, feel like Michael Jackson, what about us?
Right.
And so I said, well, I'm not supposed to write a book for men. But they said, well, if you wrote this type of book or channeled it for the women, we want to hear from you, your perspective. Mm-hmm. So I said, okay, I can bring my perspective. And then my sons chimed in, Supernova Slam and Ali Amici. They said, well, Ma, you've helped to raise so many young men in the community. And as a result, we came out really powerful. So you can write this book. You can use us as an example. And many of the young men have came to our home over the years. Our home was that house in the community that everyone came to grow and to heal, both women and men. So I went back to nature. I went back to our culture. And I started to study the first text on spirituality. That text is the Purim Ruin Gear. And one of my master teachers was my husband that I was married to for 19 years.
Wow.
Yes, and no Angrasama Sepata. And I call him the High Lali Dhamma of Kam. And he walked, and he still walks the path of a master teacher. So between me being a healer for 20 years before we came together, and we came together, and we really exchanged knowledge. And that is what this work is based on, masculine and feminine principles coming in. So he had so much knowledge, but he would tell me often, well, just look at the glyphs. The glyphs will talk to you. And because I've been fasting and cleansing for so long, I can look at a glyph with the knowledge and then decipher what are the ancestors telling us on our return back to our power, our return back to ourselves. If we do not have a rites of passage, we have no power. Mm. That is really the bottom line.
You know, it's interesting because I think, you know, we've gone several generations now.
Yeah.
Without a rites of passage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gone several generations with broken homes.
Yeah.
And what we see now mm-hmm. is just the chaos of not having structure for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're dealing with a lot of the consequences of that today. And that actually creates a lot of the conversations that we typically have, because mm-hmm. sex is also a conversation that we frequently have, because I think sex is a very misused and mm-hmm. misunderstood, you know, practice, mm-hmm. especially in our culture.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. And it can cause a ton of trauma,
yeah.
you know, just long term, and how we approach relationships and, you know, men and women moving forward. So I want to get your perspective on this, because I've been waiting for you in particular to have this conversation, mm-hmm. because, you know, we've had some conversations prior,
mm-hmm.
You know, from different men and women that I have a ton of respect for. But I'm interested to know your perspective on how sex, or what spiritual impact
mm-hmm.
does sex, because I know you heal women. Let's talk specifically right now about them. What spiritual impact does sex have on a woman?
Mm-hmm. Well, first we should take out the word sex and then say love, which is myrrh. It takes, myrrh in our ancient tradition means work. It takes work, divine works, to come together. If we come together haphazardly, then what we're having is sex. And sex turns into war. Sex turns into violence. Sex turns into animosity and divide and broken homes and broken family. That's what sex does. It doesn't have a soul. It can eat up someone alive and throw and spit them out. Mm. So if we love, that means we're working for a purpose. So then when you come together sexually, which is called sexually, when you come together to myrrh, to love, then you come together to build. If you come together to build, then your intercourse, your connectivity creates masterful works.
Mm.
So you have to prepare to have masterful works. You can't just have random intercourse. What are you intercoursing with? Who are you intercoursing with? What are they thinking? What's their history? Are they angry at women? Are they angry at their mothers? Are they angry at their fathers? Are they feeling inept? What is going on? So you can't just lay with someone and then expect to have a whole life, because you're going to pick up who they are and you're going to become who they are.
Mm.
You're going to exchange energy. So you have to look at that person and say, am I willing to be them? A
Ooh.
Part of them.
Ooh.
That's a real commitment.
That's a deep commitment. And you can see it because of the child that the two, because many women are going to conceive because of that intercourse, that connection. And then they end up saying, well, I don't want to have the baby. I don't want to be this man. Or I don't want to be this woman. But you made the biggest commitment, which is to enter into each other's lives, into each other's canal, into each other's consciousness. So what are we merging with? Do you know if the person is a serial killer? Do you know if that person is an abuser? Do you know if that person is, violent? Whatever the state is, because that is going to be the true sexual connection.
So first of all, you said something. That's a question. First of all, a question. Am I willing to be this person? Mm-hmm. Is a thought you should have before having sex with someone.
Yeah.
Because of the energy exchange.
That's bottom line. It's an energy exchange. So you have to actually study who are their family, what is their purpose, what is their mission, what can we build together? Because what happens, if you don't check those questions, you are going to be a casualty of war. And then you're going to be willing to fight that same one that you said you loved. It's going to be a violent relationship. And guess who will be destroyed in the middle of it? The child, the life that comes in. Or you leave the relationship, but you leave with the person's doubt, fear, sickness. It's like taking alcohol, taking drugs, and saying there's not going to be any repercussions. It's going to be repercussions for that intercourse that you have. So random intercourse is the danger to the soul. And then once you carry that in, that person can stay with you for a lifetime. And you're just walking around with that person in your attitude, in your thoughts, in your way. And then you keep attracting the same person.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never detox, you never cleanse from the relationship, you've never learned from the relationship. So then you keep creating the next intercourse and the next. And it's like having a steak and then a hamburger and then french fries. It's like you keep building up this sickness and this disease. And that is the destruction of our people. But it came from somewhere. So Willie Lynch, in his 400 years of chattel slavery, because we were never stolen to create life. We were stolen to be slaves. And so what kind of sexual act went on for 400 years? You know, when things are passed down through the DNA. It didn't just happen. Who you are is not just where you are. You are your great, 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 great grandmother and your great, 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 great grandfather. So you bring that into the equation now. What were they? I just found out last year that my great, great, great grandfather, he was a breeder from Louisiana.
Wow.
Right. And he bred many, many children. That's what he was. So there's something in my family. I have to be very conscious, but that happened to all of our families.
Right.
That was the norm. And there was also, like, they had cotton plantations. There were also breeding plantations that was just for breeding. So you didn't have to know the person. All he had to be is strong. Like, my great-great-grandfather was strong and big. And that's what they wanted. They wanted someone to be babies to come out strong and big. So where was the family then? There's no family. You just conceive. You just have sex. And then the men are being raped. They don't talk about that. The women are being raped. So this system right now is the end result of that. Mm. When I worked with a sister, Stephanie McGraw in Harlem, and she spoke about, well, she's been doing stopping domestic violence in the home. Domestic violence is not just a feminine thing. It's not a masculine thing. It's a consciousness. And that means that you were raised in a violent environment. And more than likely, the sex, the intercourse between your mother and father, if you're in that realm, it's because that was a violent act to them. And you were conceived in a violent state of being. And then that violent state, then you grow up as a child, and then you hear violence in the home. And then you grow up as a teenager, and you attract violence in your relationship. And then you have intercourse, and you seek out your own level. It's like water seeks its own level. Well, you seek out yourself. And yourself is violent, or yourself is at peace. just like there. So in that process, my daughter had me to connect with Stephanie McGraw. I've been with her for years. She's a sacred woman. And she's a CEO of Stopping the Violence in Harlem. And I called her at a moment where she said, I'm on the floor right now. Because her husband, first he killed his wife, and then he killed his two-year-old, and then his four-year-old.
Wow.
What level of violence was in his soul? And what were they creating? They did not have a rite of passage. There was no elders helping them enough because the elders were in pain. And you look at the 400 years of slavery, it's still with us. That's why we can't have whole families.
Yeah.
You know, our families are struggling. Most of our children are coming into this world without a father in the home. So then if there's no father in the home, then what daughters do we have? And what men do we have? So we have, you know, this whole system that's based on grabbing the next relationship. First, you have to grab yourself. You have to get with yourself. And that's where the self-transformation comes in. That's where Heal Thyself, the first book I channeled about 40 years ago, I had to learn how to heal myself because I attracted a violent relationship. And I realized that if I stayed in this relationship, that my children they would not survive. It was so intense that my daughter, she was 3 years old, and she told me, Mom, let's go to grandmother's. She wanted to get away from her own father. At three, she could see it. Wow. And you think you're hiding it. So women think, well, the children don't see it. They feel everything. They see everything. They're made of you.
Yeah.
So you hiding nothing. So the healing of the self. So I had to go on my own healing quest. I had to heal myself. And I was already, I started this as a teenager. I started when I was 16, 17 years of age, holistic healing.
Wow.
But it takes years to really purge lifetimes. I'm not only purging my own being, but I'm purging my mother's mother, and father's father. And so that takes a deep matter of work. Like you talked about your fasting and your cleansing now. You're not just cleaning yourself up, you're cleaning out your children.
Mm.
You're cleaning out your future mate or your present mate right now. You're healing them through your own frequency. My work is working with frequency. The higher the frequency, the greater the healing. The lower the frequency, the more devastation of our community, of ourselves. So healing I call it African natural lifestyle. One thing that I gathered that all healing and channeling Sacred Woman's book, I said, where did herbs begin? African, from the motherland. Where did astrology begin? Where did color therapy? And so this is rhythm I do. If you can just join me in this, whatever I say, because this is called the reclaiming. You say African natural lifestyle.
Okay.
Whatever I say, what you going to say?
African natural lifestyle.
And it's important to do that because otherwise you feel like a second class citizen. This wellness is a $1 trillion business. Why are we the sickest people? There's a problem there. And wellness is our culture. Holistic health is our culture. And in studying and researching the beginning of all natural healing started in the motherland of Kemet, well, we have to go back to ourselves to recover. That's where the rites of passage comes in. So whatever I say, holistic health didn't start in this era. It started from antiquity. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Reiki.
African
natural.
Natural lifestyle.
Oh, so you pointed at him.
African natural lifestyle. African natural lifestyle.
Uh-huh. I'm on a third grade level right now. Come on. We're going to get better, y'all.
Listen, okay. It takes time.
Yoga.
African natural lifestyle.
Astrology.
African natural lifestyle.
Polarity.
African natural lifestyle.
Now put some rhythm to it. Color therapy.
African natural lifestyle.
Astrology.
African natural lifestyle.
Hydrotherapy.
African natural lifestyle.
Polarity.
African natural lifestyle.
Energy work.
African natural lifestyle.
Elemental healing.
African natural lifestyle.
Air, fire, water, earth.
African natural lifestyle.
Beauty.
African natural lifestyle. Beauty.
Health.
African natural lifestyle.
It's all African natural lifestyle. So then we have to go into natural lifestyle to reclaim ourselves back so that we're not beastly to each other. Mm. That it's not about the breasts and the butt, because now all the women are getting breast implants and mm-hmm. butt implants. And
what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm praying for our daughters.
Me too. Me too.
But they're doing it because they want a man and they think that's what they have. That they feel that's all that they have. And that the men are cultivated for that. So the men are looking at women on the lowest frequency. They're not looking at a whole woman. They're looking at a part of a woman. And they're looking at just the physicality, but it's not her real body. So she's taking on an image that's not her real self. And that is the devastation of our people. Mm. We're taking on falsehood of who we really are. When we're brilliant, we are the kings and queens, the mothers and fathers of civilization. So we have lowered ourselves because, but what my father's a Garveyite, and my father told me that the way for the black man and black woman, African man, African woman, to really resolve and to is to unify. And that's a Marcus Garvey concept, is to unify. And why we were able to be stolen, because we were not unified. It's my tribe against your tribe. And that is what Willie Lynch did, the same thing. Continue. So I know how to keep these folks serving us for over 1,000 years. And this is how he did it. It's dark skin against light skin. It's kinky hair against straight. It's male against female. It's young against old. And that divide is our destruction. We have to unify. The reason why this book is the number one seller, one of the reasons why, well, I didn't write it, I channeled it. And we all have a channel. And that channel is a perfect channel when you open yourself up to divine, sacred, healing channel. So in the channel, we right as the closing of the book, because I had to get up for 7 years at 4 o'clock in the morning when your melanin pours out of you and you can see clearly what you are to do. And one of the things, I was about to close the book and a circle showed up. Now, this circle is really important because that's a symbol. Symbols are is a language, and we function by symbols, but we also function by letters. And the symbol is what Target's based on. That's what gets all our money. It's a circle.
Wow.
And in the middle, it's a dot. And that represents power. When we stay in circle as a people, we stay in power. If we have a strong circle, then we're not divided. So that means if you have real estate and you have communication and then you have food as medicine and you're doing the farming and someone else, if we stay in circle, then we realize that we have everything we need within the circle. It's when we come out of our circle, but we don't have a circle.
We don't.
And we are so quick to say, I don't want to work with our people for this or that reason. I don't find it in Atlanta, though. Mm. I think we come to Atlanta to work together. I believe that. Because I feel a circle in here. I mean, from the time my brother opened the door and brought me here, and then I feel, I picked up, I said, okay, this is a strong circle of power.
Yes.
And unity, and that's why you're successful.
Thank you so much.
Right, and then you heal on top of it, and you heal on top of it, so the circle cannot be broken. Somebody mm-hmm. cannot come in and separate you, because you've done so much healing and transformational work, it has built your circle. So inside of Sacred Woman, there is a circle, and then there's a pyramid. The circle is a feminine principle. The masculine side of it is a pyramid. So nature's based on masculine and feminine, the balance. But what this circle does for the women, and it's the same circle for Man Heal Thyself with my son Supernova, who's leading Man Heal Thyself, is that it's sacred Muslim women, sacred Hare Krishna women, sacred Hebrew Israelite women, sacred Yoruba women. And it's all of the different houses that we find a reason not to connect. Mm. When we don't connect, then we are broken. When we don't connect, then we have to go to other people for everything we need, as opposed to be self-sustainable.
Now let me ask you this, because I think that's a good place to pause. because we've had a lot of, we have a ton of Christian pastors that come on the platform. Some of my favorite conversations to have, very wise men. A couple other, you know, we've had Dr. Cabo on the platform. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had a lot of incredible African intellectuals from the different diaspora. And I want to ask you this from you, because as a healer, we have a following now. We've amassed a following of different spiritual backgrounds and beliefs.
Yeah.
And a lot of times somebody, if you on the Christian side, mm-hmm. you feel like I can't learn what you teaching me over there.
Right.
Yeah.
If I'm a Muslim, I can't really learn and rock with those Christians over there because I have to stay over here. Is the rites of passage mm-hmm. the same for women of different spiritual backgrounds? Can all women go through the same rites of passage and get the same revelation?
Think of this as a tree. The tree, in order for it to grow, it has to have roots. It has to have a beginning. If you don't have your root, you don't have the tree. The tree will die. We have to know our beginnings. When we don't know our beginnings, then we are not going to be empowered. So it's extraordinary that all the different tribes, they come into sacred woman, because I was guided on how to teach this mm-hmm. spiritually. I don't have them fight one against the other. They will all come to some very clear conclusions that they are the mothers and fathers of civilization. Mm-hmm. Being the mothers and fathers of civilization, there were laws that was given to us. One of the laws that's common ground that the Ten Commandments comes out of is the 42 laws of Ma'at. Why Ma'at? A whole nation was based on the principle. Well, the so-called United States races itself, so it says, in the spirit of Ma'at, but it doesn't. It's no justice, why there's no peace, right? And so what is Ma'at that a whole nation would be based on? The most mystical symbol, it's a scale. Mm-hmm. On one side of the scale, there's your heart. On the other side of the scale, there's a feather. You have to, it's like a riddle. You have to figure out, how do I keep my heart as light as a feather in a world that is destroying us?
Mm.
Frequency. We have to go to higher frequency. The scale starts at the bottom. It's like it's structured as a pyramid. I climb the pyramids. You have to climb the pyramids of Ma'at. Ma'at is the most balanced. Holistic health is based on the principle of Ma'at, that every day you will be judged upon what you did the day before or the last breath. So these are common conscious thoughts that all the houses that come into the space can relate to. Because we don't practice the gods and goddesses as told to us that would separate us. We know there's one most high that's indwelling. And that's what the Christian women say, I asked them one question. Where is God within? Okay, so we're on the same plane. So if the most high is within, then how do you get to God? Mm. Oladumare, Jah, Jehovah. Well, there's some techniques you have to do. Meditate. Mm-hmm. What's common in all religion? Fast and pray in your own way. And you will reach that inter-God divine consciousness where every answer emanates. Every question that you have, the answer is already there. You just have to practice going within. And when I go through the gateways and they start to say, wait a minute, Nut represents the Sky Mother. Nut is the universal principle. And Nut, and you see the art. If you start to study ancient art, the lessons and the messages was in the art. So whether it be a Muslim or a Christian, when I explain that principle is overarching and we're bringing, in the spirit of Nut, we're bringing heaven down to earth in the women. So when you bring heaven down to earth through the women, then the women's frequency elevates, and then the men's frequency elevates, and then the men are drawn to women who are sacred, women who are conscious, women who are awake, women who have respect for themselves, women who know how to heal. If you have a sacred woman in your life, you are the most blessed man.
I agree with that.
Because I don't care what your issue is. She knows if you have high blood pressure, diabetes, a headache, a bad attitude. She knows what bath, what juice, what herb, what color. to give you so you could be in your divine rights, mind, right consciousness.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that helps to keep the family in a place of ma'at.
You know what? So let's go here too, because one of the biggest things I know you teach and help and heal us on mm-hmm. is in the conversation of womb healing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be honest. I guess it's like a confession, because I've been a part of some things. When I think about a lot of the decisions I made now, it's I'm disgusted by it, because I'm not going to lie. I have financed some abortions. Mm-hmm. I have bought some Plan B pills, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. I'm at a place now where I'm wrapping my mind around thinking and wanting a family. And even when I think about that, it just bothers me to even think that the woman that I might be, you know, looking to deal with may have also had that happen to her body. Cause now I'm thinking about, ooh, what is this like? What's going on? Like, what's going on in your womb? Mm. Right? Because I understand how destructive those things are. I want to ask you, what's the impact? Mm. Because I'm gonna be honest, it's way more normal than we talk about. We don't really have these conversations, but we getting abortions and Plan B pills. I'm talking about that's becoming a regular part of some people's lifestyles at this point. But on a physical and spiritual level, how does that impact a woman's body?
Well, it's literally you're ripping the woman's womb to pieces. Before she even conceives, the fact that you are having intercourse with someone that you're not going to be committed to, that you're not going to be able to grow a family. If you don't have a family, you really avoid of energy. Whether you have a blood family or an extended family, family is the sustainability of a people, of a nation. So without a family, we're homeless, mm-hmm. mentally, emotionally, and psychologically homeless. So before we even conceive, we have to heal ourselves, because that abortion was going to happen before you had intercourse, because you were not really serious. And so that person that you're integrating with, you're becoming that lower self, and it starts to eat away at your soul. So by the time that you conceive and then you realize, I don't want to be this person, but you didn't want to be that person anyway. You were just running through them. Mm-hmm. And when you run through something, it's called karma. What goes around comes around. So you crush yourself, Justin. Tell me, what's your age?
I just turned 31 in February.
Wow, it's so good. So you'll be okay. You'll make it. So when you wake up, the earlier that you can wake up, the better, because it is a karmic thing when you take life. When you take your own life, when you abuse yourself, when you abuse a woman, when you abuse her womb, and all you want to do is just have sex. But the sex is a good feeling, but that feeling can kill you, you know? Mm. And so many, you know, so there's so much to having intercourse, but when you take the, you know, it's I always want to say that women have to think for themselves first. We have to take care of ourselves first, because we already know that this relationship isn't going anywhere, but you just want someone to hold you. You want someone to mm-hmm. caress you. You want someone to want to be with you. And so you're willing to sacrifice. You're willing to say, well, even if I'm not going to have this person grow with me, I'll have a temporary love. And that's an empty relationship. And so you conceive, and then you want to empty yourself back out again, because it's a frequency. So it's not for me to really judge someone if they feel this is something I need to do because I can't afford it. But you knew you couldn't afford it when you start. But if that, see, that's when you have, it's on a drug. Sex is a drug.
Right.
Yes.
And you got to have it. And you got to have it because you want the next hit. And then you hit the next womb, and she hits you, and you hit each other, and then you beat each other. And so then you bring her, then you conceive. And what will you do? You'll beat the baby before the baby comes.
Mm.
So you take the baby out because you've been taken out already. So the life is already an extension of yourself. So when you take the life from yourself, you take the life from yourself. And that's why so many are so empty, because they keep looking for a substantial relationship, and it comes out empty. So the womb becomes empty. And often women, they've had so many. I remember one woman, she had 11 abortions.
Wow.
You said she had 11 abortions.
11 abortions. It was the same thing as taking the pill and just saying, okay, I'm with this one, I'm with that one, I'm with this one, I'm with that one. That's nothing but a state of confusion and pain. And that baby that is conceived is actually the same energy. Because, you know, we look at babies as, you know, this life that just came, but that baby had lifetimes before that soul came into your body. Mm. You and that baby or that soul, that returning ancestor, are really one. So when you take the baby out in such an abusive or a violent way, then so the womb is impacted. And then the woman is feeling broken, or maybe not. She may not feel anything. She may numb out herself, because where did it start that she just can have one abortion after the next? It started in her family or lack of family. She didn't have a connection with her father, the mother, stolen people. So abortion is becoming normal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're taking on someone else's way and someone else's culture. But if you take more time now to really raise your vibration and your frequency enough to have someone to truly love you and who will grow with you and build. Men live longer when they have a healthy mate. Mm. You know, they live longer and they're more sustainable. The men who don't have healthy mates, they die out quickly. When about 45 years old, well, impotency begins. All that sex, you have no love, you become impotent. By the time you're 40, you need, you know, you're suffering from erectile dysfunction. You pay a price for that.
Yeah.
You know? And then by the time you're 45, you have diabetes and high blood pressure. And then by the time you're 50, your fingers are not working and the toes are being cut off. And, you know, it's the diabetic condition set in. And I know, because by the time the women survive, you could have our breast removed, take a uterus out, a knee replacement, a hip replacement, yeah. We're still walking.
Yeah.
Because we communicate with each other. Men do not talk to each other. Men don't talk to them about their intimate. They may talk about sports, but they don't really talk about their heart and what they're going through. They don't. But the women, because it's the nature of women to communicate, we'll communicate so we'll live longer. So our men, they become more like couch potatoes, and they sit back and they don't communicate, they don't express, and then they die out because they're not communicating, not with themselves, not with their relationships. And so when you talk about abortion, it's just many things happen before you even get to the abortion that was not working, that was not functional. So we end up having, most come to me, by the time they get to me, they've had several abortions, several surgeries, bouts of depression and mood swings. They want to get to themselves. Themselves is magnificent. We are a royal people. And then we don't have to get into relationships that are not going anywhere, because we know our value is a very high level as a people, but we're not necessarily willing to take the time to heal. It takes time to heal and reconnect. And then you will have a relationship that will be mentally stimulating, emotionally charging, financially building. You build from something substantial because you're substantial. And you've taken time to study, and the rites of passage, it brings you in full circle. Because in that way, then you're looking for a healthy mate.
Could you give us some detail? Because, you know, a man goes through this, and I'm assuming, is the man at the end of the rites of passage, is that a sacred man?
He is a sacred man.
Okay.
He is a man in his right mind. Okay. And what I've noticed, that the women, they actually pleaded. They plead for their men to take the training. Because some of the women are ready to say, I'm healing myself. I'm getting better. I'm not angry anymore. And all of a sudden, they know they have to do some level of healing with their mate or there won't be a relationship. Mm. And so many of the men now take man heal thyself only because the women are demanding. They are willing to let go of the men if the men are that sick. You know, and so it is really, it has to be a balance. And we've come to our lowest level now, and all we can do is rise up. And the rites of passage is something that is necessary for us to thrive, to grow, to live, and not to just live a life of pain And sorrow.
And so, what is the
by the way, we're gonna get to the initiation hotline really quickly, guys. If you want us to read your comments here on the episode, send your super chats in so we can go ahead and read that. We just hit over 1,000 people watching live in the room. So go ahead and hit that like button so we can continue to grow the room as we move closer into this hotline where we bring you guys into the conversation. But I think you had a question, Ryan.
Yeah, so I'm getting ready to drop the link right now. But what I'm trying to figure out is, you know, the sacred woman, the sacred man, what does that final product look like? Not to say that, you know, once you complete the rites of passage that you no longer continue to develop, but what does the final product look like?
What does she look like?
Right.
They look, it's a number of things. For example, one of the things is they start to use the word as medicine. Words cannot be just spoken frivolously. What you say is what you create. The word from our ancestors says hekau. So everything you say is what you're creating. So now you have someone who is sticking to the word. Back in the day, we'd say word is bond. Mm. You can trust my word. When you're weak, your word is weak. And so what you say will be creative to your demise. So one of the qualities is to use words as power. Mm. Another quality is to use food as medicine, right? So the food is medicine now. So everything you eat is creating the body that you have or you want or you desire. And so we're medicated on drugs. And if anybody who's taking their medication, you can continue taking your medication. But once you go through Man, Heal Thyself, and Sacred Woman, then you start to use your cucumbers for your kidneys because the dialysis centers are expanding. Oh, it's like goodness. You got the fast food here, and dialysis companies there, and then you have the sick people in the community and the food deserts. It's like it all works together.
Yep.
Right? So when you have that as a way of life, then you're in trouble. So then when you think, okay, food is medicine, everything I eat, our grandparents at least got that. There was no back to Eden when they were stolen and brought here. They were talking to the plants. They was talking to the soil. They used the clay for the pain. They used the pot liquor as like a green juice. So we were always striving. We used the herbs as our medicine. So we have to actually get back to nature. We have to get back to ourselves. So that's a basic principle. Another principle in the working is Meshkenet. Everyone has to find their purpose. If you don't find your purpose, you'll never be satisfied. You always come up empty. You can have all the money in the world, but if you do not know why you're here and how you're to womanifest or manifest your life, then again, you're gonna come down, you're gonna come out empty. So you have to find your purpose, and that's birthing, and that's Meshkenet. Another quality is, and at least in the women, is check your inner child. That 5-year-old, that 7-year-old, oftentimes when someone is experiencing pain in their life, they can go back to when pain began. What age were you? Was your mother and father fighting? Was there slamming and yelling? Was there fighting? Was there drugs around you as a child? What was happening to you as a child? It keeps creating itself. So that particular gateway is Het-Heru, finding the inner child and going back to that inner child, to where you left that child, and build that child back up. Because if you don't build that child back up, you have an adult who's still a child. An adult who hasn't really fully grown. And if you haven't fully grown, then you're not whole for yourself and for your children, for your family, for your community. So these are principles that we have to take on. And once you learn these African healing principles, then you begin to walk upright again.
This is a hell of a person. So you fully conscious of what's coming out and what's going in. Mm-hmm. You are purpose-driven and mm-hmm. focused and committed. Mm-hmm. And I think the last one was, I guess you have the willingness and commitment to really battle the demons that are within you.
Yeah, well, the demons are only there because we were divided. Hmm. So the best way to get back, to get the demons out in that way, is to unify with yourself. If your heart is not unified with your body, you have a heart attack. If your mind is not unified in wholeness, then you have depression. If your nervous system is not fortified, then you are weakened. So you actually have to take your unity from inside first. That's when you cleanse and you detox. Because oftentimes we want to say, well, I want my family to change. I want my family to heal. But it's not really your family that has to heal. You have to heal. If you heal yourself, then your frequency starts to pour out of you. Your auric field starts to grow. And just thinking of your family's wellness and being the living example, your family will begin to come into alignment. So it's not like you have to convince them, because really the people in your family are yourself. They're an extension of yourself. They are the arms and the legs of who you are. And most people who start to change, they feel like you shouldn't even call this, but the black sheep of the family. Well, that one is the most enlightened one. Mm. That is the one that feels most isolated. The family doesn't get them. I'm always doing something. The family doesn't support me. Well, that's the one who has the courage and to be able to begin to walk their truth. And they are the ones who really shift the family's whole direction. And if they can hold on to that vision of a whole person, the family will eventually come into alignment with them.
Mm-hmm. Man, let me tell you, I understood. We got Queen of Fua here in the studio today. Ryan went ahead and he recently dropped the link for you guys to actually join the conversation, so you actually can come backstage. As you know, the initiation hotline is officially here.
Hotline, please.
You guys can go ahead and click that, put your name, you'll go backstage. Be patient, because we'll let you up. We're still having a conversation, so we'll let you up. I want any questions that you have for the queen while she's in the studio, you guys can come up in here and bring it to us here today, because we're going deep. In fact, I wanted to keep it here too, because another thing too, and it's crazy how, you know, as a man too, we have our transitional phases of life, and I'm moving to, you know, my real, you know, king phase of life, where I want to partner, I want to expand, I want to do these things, and this is still a very new phase of my life, and I'm seeing things differently.
What brought you into that place?
You know, I think a lot of the inputs, I'm gonna be honest, man, our platform has had a huge impact on how I see the world, and you know, how I appreciate you know, family, marriage, how I appreciate the responsibility that comes with that next level, and also just having a bit of, you know, just lacking the fulfillment in a lot of the activities that I used to enjoy. You know, I used to enjoy, you know, spending a few nights a week with a young lady, and, you know, they started to become, I started to come to a place where I would be in that environment, and I would like it way less. I would even find myself, I told Ryan, like, when you live in that savage life where, you know, it's you in that sex life for the most part, it's even certain conversations you want to stay away from. I found myself.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Queen, having a conversation while I'm coaching this woman up about her past, and we going into conversations that ain't got nothing to do with sex. Like, it's like, why are we talking about this right now? Because, but
you're
I'm
growing.
Just changing.
You're growing.
Like, I'm starting to see that this young woman who traditionally, if I just wanted to have sex with, is a great target to have sex with, but she's hurt.
Yeah, and you said target, so right. That's an attack.
Right.
She's a great target. Somebody I can attack.
100%.
That's the savageness.
It is the savageness. And it's a savage culture when you out there just casually having sex with people. You just out there to take.
But you got
to
watch that, because STDs, whoa. There was a young lady called me. You just made it. You just by the skin of your teeth. It was young lady. She's 21 years old. She just graduated from college. And I picked up the phone. I said, "This is Queen of Fua. How can I help you?" She took a deep breath and she began to weep. She didn't cry. She began to weep. I knew what it was. She said, I just got out of school and I have herpes.
Mm. Wow.
And my mate has herpes. My friends have herpes. And we're all suffering. So will I ever be able to have children? Well, we're not really a prisoner to disease. We're not a prisoner to disease. Disease is your immune system. That's why during the pandemic, we started waking up. That was like a wake up.
Right.
It was.
You know a little bit, but you got some ginger, you got some elderberry, you got some garlic, right. Some vitamin D. You know, we all started waking up. Our culture started kicking in. So when the herpes is like, it's a pandemic, but people don't even know that it's a pandemic. See, it's one thing if you know some of the pandemic, you can try to protect yourself, but if you don't know that the person to your right or to your left has herpes, so you just can't just jump in the bed with just anybody because you're going to pick up and walk with what they gave you. And because when somebody gets herpes, they're angry and they want somebody else to join them. So you're going to be a partner. So you have to look at a woman or a man from a whole nother level. Say, okay, now what? You got to get a reading. You got to get a meditation. You got to do a fast. You got to clean. So, okay,
a
now.
Test.
So you just cannot look at the tits and the butt and all of that as the way in to your joy. Because why are you doing that? Because you want to be satisfied. But that's a lower frequency. Just like you said, okay, in this platform, you woke up. Your own work helped to heal you. You came in here for more than one reason. You thought you came in here for one reason, but you didn't know it was going to heal you, take even to higher ground.
Facts.
And have you thinking different. And then you say, I'm thinking about a family. But that's because you're a nation builder. When you do something like this, this is nation building. Why are we the ones on the lowest point on everything? Economics, we're not. We bring money in, but we are still sick. We have that, so that herpes piece is very deep, but we can boost up our immune system.
Yeah. Right.
And we can overcome it. But when you don't know any better, you think that that's a life, a death sentence.
Yeah.
And that you can't have children and you cannot have a mate. No, but you can if you detox, but it's going to take a way of life. You can't just jump in and jump out. So I'm really glad to hear that you was able to overcome.
So, and that actually goes into the next point here, because I actually wanted one of the things that even now having this mindset, when I speak to a young lady, if she communicates to me that she was on birth control her whole childhood, like from high school up until now, I get concerned. I get very concerned because I feel like I'm seeing like this generation or the recent generation struggle with birth a lot more. Then I feel like a lot of our elders struggled, especially our ladies. And I don't know what it is.
You hit it. Because the birth control is being used for young girls who have menstrual pain. Just put acne on the side. But primarily with they're in pain during their menstrual flow. Some of them are such pain to their bedridden. I was one of those that was bedridden. So I can relate. And so then they go to their physician to get rid of the pain. And the painkillers are no longer working. But the fact that you're getting a painkiller, if you're taking just the name, a painkiller, what else is it killing? It is killing your womb. It can kill your opportunity to be fertile when you're ready to have a child. Because you're doing it for some time. Some of the birth control, our daughters are 13 and 14 years old.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.